The Puente Romano, or Roman Bridge. The old Roman bridge used to be on the outskirts and was a transit point for travellers, merchants and pilgrims, but was also frequented by thieves. The nearby chapel of Los Remedios, built in the 16th century by Méndez Montoto, was intended to Christianize the area, which was essentially a criminal stronghold. In the field of Los Remedios, also known as the Campo de la Verdad, or Field of Truth, duels with knives would take place, as well as romerías, or patron saint festivities and livestock fairs. The bridge is Roman in origin, but its construction has had many modifications and adjustments, possibly due to initial construction problems. It's thought that in the original design, the central arch was too big, causing stability problems that lasted throughout the Middle Ages. The Romans chose this location to undertake such an important piece of engineering, with the decision affecting the lives of thousands of people through time, since this was the only way for hundreds of years to cross the Minho River for several kilometers, either upstream or downstream. The Roman Bridge, which is one of the main symbols of the city, has been given various names, such as Ponte Vella, Ponte Mayor, or simply A Ponte. Its importance is such that it appears on the shield of the city itself. It's believed that construction began in the 1st century in the time of Trajan, although, according to others, it was under the Emperor Augustus. From its original construction, just a few stones are left in its foundation. Then, in the 12th century, it was rebuilt, and from there came the pointed arches and ramps, but the construction problems were finally solved in the 17th century. The bridge had a tower that was demolished in the 19th century, but the memory of which has been kept alive thanks to its place in the city arms. Other information about the bridge includes it being only 38 meters above sea level. Until the construction of the new bridge, it was the only crossing point available for kilometers. Crossings were possible, however, next to the bridge, in small boats known as Porto Auriense.